Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, living in the state of Georgia, most folks that you meet are Atlanta Braves fans, if they're baseball folks at all. So just a little, a suggestion from me to you, the listener. Get on your All-Star ballots, go online, and get Ronald Acuna as the lead vote getter. Get Arcia into the All-Star game. He deserves to be there.
And get Matt Olson out the two-hole. Oh, you can't vote for that, can you?
No, that's not on the ballot.
Okay.
He's got 18 home runs on the season heading into this weekend, though.
Put Ozzy at the, in the two-hole.
Get Ozzy Albies to the All-Star game. He deserves to be there.
Yes.
Matt or Austin Riley.
Slumping a little bit, but he's an all-star caliber player.
Maybe not starting, but, you know, I think he should be on the roster for sure. Freddie Freeman is having a great year. By the way, he's hitting 100 points higher than Matt Olson. He doesn't have as many home runs, only he's got 13 to Matt Olson's 18, but they have just as many RBIs, by the way, and he's slugging higher.
And a lot less strikeouts.
Whoo, boy. Don't get me started. You know what happens when you start talking to me about Matt Olson and strikeouts. Why did you do that?
He strikes out a lot.
All right. A team that I'm not looking to strike out for this coming season. You know, again, we're high school football folks, so this is kind of what we do. The Tift County Blue Devils. And if you recall, high school football fans, Tift County a couple of different times have been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings during football season.
Tift County's won a couple of state championships in their history, proud history. But that's been 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
They sail in the same boat as Bradwell, except maybe their ship doesn't have as many holes.
40 years ago, that 1983 Tift County Blue Devils were state football champions. Mm. In the highest classification in the state of Georgia.
I still feel like they're a very good football team. It's just that where they're located, there are a lot of powerhouses around them.
There's no reason Tift should not be a powerhouse. There's no reason whatsoever. There's talent in that county. There's talent in that city. There's just really no reason. It's been done before. The blueprint has been laid in the past. There's no reason that it can't return.
Well, remember now, they are splitting talent with Tift area.
Like I said, the blueprint's been laid in the past. So there's talent there. Always talent in Tift County.
Okay. So they'll start the season, the Tift County Blue Devils will. They're going to go on the road to Douglas to play Coffee.
And they're going to lose.
I think this game will be a lot closer than what people think. We did Coffee County a week ago or a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, and I did pick Coffee to win this game. I'll stick to that. Tift loses this football game.
Based on what we've seen the last few years, Coffee's got to be the favorite.
Okay. Fair point. The next week, they will go on. They'll be at home, rather, and they will be at home against Dutchtown. I like them to win that game.
Dutchtown, though, was a good football team last year. I don't know what they've got returning, but if they could get that one somehow, that would build some confidence. But that's going to be tough as well. Just because they're home, I'll give them a W.
Just because they're home?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bus ride. Anytime you're talking kids and 3 to 4 to 5 hour bus rides, all bets are off.
They will then host the Colquitt County Packers loss.
Yeah.
There's no reason to break this game down.
That's not going to be good.
Colquitt outside of Camden may be the best team in South Georgia.
Next.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
No, I'm not commenting on that. You're not baiting me today.
I'm not trying to bait you.
I'm not falling for that.
All right. They will then be at home against Thomasville. I'll give them a W there. That's not going to be a hard-fought game, though.
That's going to be a tough game. Thomasville made a pretty good run. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. That's a toss-up. I may come back to that. I'm not going to decide right now.
All right. And then they will then host the Gadsden County out of Havana, Florida.
They'll beat them. Beat them, yeah.
So I've got them, we're now five games through the season, halfway point, 3-2 for the Tiff County Blue Devils.
I'll give them Thomasville at home, 3-2. All right, I'm trying to be optimistic today.
All right, and now things start getting a little more different as we get into region play. They will host Northside Warner Robins.
Nope.
Loss.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They'll go on the road to Thomas County Central.
Nope.
Loss. They will then host Veterans.
That's their only shot to try to get in the playoffs somehow.
I'll give them a W against Veterans. And that's no pushover.
That's
not a gimme.
W.
Yeah, it's not a gimme.
All right, I'm with you.
All right, and then they'll be at home against Houston. Loss.
Houston's rolling in there with a five-star quarterback. Nope.
And then they will conclude the season on the road in Leesburg against Lee County.
No.
They're not winning that game either.
I only see one winnable region game for them this year. That's
Veterans.
Mm-hmm. It could be a long season at Tift.
So, all in all, I've got them at 4-6. Hmm. 4-6 going 1-4 in the region, which does not get them in the playoffs.
No, they're going to have to beat somebody. They're going to have to win two region games to get in the playoffs. And based on the body of work here recently, I don't see them on this schedule.
If you were to pick two region games, right, you got Veterans as one. Who's the second team that you think they would most likely be able to get in?
None of them. Northside, no. Thomas County Central, no. Houston, not based on what I saw last year with a sophomore quarterback and receivers down here in Brunswick in the playoffs in Lee County. No, I don't see another region win on that schedule based on what we've seen lately.
Well, I'm not saying if you see a win. I'm just saying if you were to pick a team that maybe they do find a way to beat, my team, that would be Northside. I think that, and I'm not saying they're going to beat Northside. I'm just saying if Tiff goes in, plays a perfect game, maybe Northside makes a couple of mistakes.
They got Northside and Houston at home and Veterans on the road. They'll have to figure out how to win two of those three to get in the playoffs.
So they've got to beat Veterans, Houston, and Northside, in your opinion, are the games that maybe if they can figure out a way.
They got to figure out a way to get two of those three. I don't see them winning at Thomas County Central, and definitely don't see them winning at Lee County.
Look, that region is brutal. It's a brutal region, and anything can happen in that region. As I believe it was Northside proved last year when they went and beat Lee County and threw a monkey wrench in all the seedings in that county, which is why Houston County ended up with a 4 seed in that region. It was ranked in the top 10.
That's the best 4 seed I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of 4 seeds, but that quarterback for Houston County last year, whew, for real.
Yeah, and he'll be a rising
junior. He's got two more years in high school.
Yeah, he was legit for sure. Legit.
Whew, tough.
The coffee game intrigues me with Tiff because I do think that if Tiff comes in and plays well, Jardine Stadium is a tough place to go win. Ask anybody. Anybody that's ever played over there at Jardine will tell you, if in a close game, you got to have everything go right.
Then some, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, Kip, I don't know what you mean. What is it that you are implying, Kip?
Just got to have a lot of things go right in a close game over in Douglas.
I wonder what you're getting at.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Tift County Blue Devils recently released their 2023 schedule. The Blue Devils will open on the road at Coffee County on September the 18th. Tift will also travel to Thomas County Central, Veterans, and Lee County. The Blue Devils will host Dutchtown, Colquitt, Thomasville, Gadsden out of Florida, Northside, and Houston County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch up with your favorite local sports teams with thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. I never thought I would see a day when the Denver Nuggets were NBA champions. Kip, I have an impression for you. Strike three, you're out. Who am I? Of course, I'm Matt Olson. Texas Longhorns, learn how to catch a pop-up. And the Hawks are back to doing Hawk things. They are currently accepting trade offers for Trae Young. Bryce Harper said he doesn't want to see the Athletics in Las Vegas. But that's only because he's a terrible gambler. Oregon, WTF. You let a bunch of dentists beat you in the College World Series. So let me get this straight, SEC. UGA has won back-to-back national championships, and you're sending them to Alabama in 2024 when they just went to Tuscaloosa a few years ago.
So
I like your style. That's breaking news, Ronald Acuna may start in the MLB All-Star Game. What a week for the city of Las Vegas. They approved a stadium for the A's and won a Stanley Cup. Much better than Kip's week. A note to Mets pitchers. Please stop cheating. Thanks. A's fans, congrats on your successful reverse boycott. You should have been doing that for the last 10 years. If you haven't seen Doom Patrol on Max, it's amazing sauce. And these are my thoughts.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912 466-7340.
So we'll get into we may move it to another segment because I do want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Oakland. I know it's a little bit kind of out of, you know, the realm of what we normally do here, but I found it fascinating, this whole situation with the Athletics over in Oakland, where Las Vegas has now approved a stadium for the A's to move into. And the A's fans, somebody organized a reverse boycott in which they sold out the stadium. There haven't been that many fans in the Coliseum since probably Reggie was there. And they had it sold out, and then they start chanting, "Sell the team, sell the team." The game ends, the Athletics win, and the fans start throwing trash onto the field as a message to ownership that they're disgruntled that they're moving the team. You know what? If you didn't want them to move the team, you should have been buying tickets
and voting on to build a new stadium. Hey, Oakland, you lost the Raiders. You're going to lose the A's, and you lost the Warriors. What does that say about your city?
Again, great point about the fan base and the folks that are in charge of running the place there, too. You know, their necks are on the hook just as much as the fan base. But look, Oakland Athletic fans, I'm going to be real with you for a minute. How many times in the last 10 years has that stadium had 5,000 fans in it? How many?
Lately, a lot.
A lot is the answer.
Now, if you go back to Oakland is a small market, let's be honest. If you go back to the whole Moneyball movie, all that kind of stuff, 20 years ago, the Oakland A's set an American League record for 20 wins in a row. That was just 20 short years ago. They were building through the farm system, developing talent, bringing it up, but you can't keep it because you're not willing to pay to keep top talent in an Oakland A uniform. So I don't know. Vegas, you know, may generate more revenue for the franchise. I think the A's need a fresh start. Oakland, you had your chance. You're not a major league city anymore.
I mean, that's the point, too. In just 2 short years, the 2 best players on your team were Matt Olson and Sean Murphy. Well, they're both in Atlanta Brave uniforms.
Traded them.
You traded them.
Got rid of them. Every Oakland, Tim Hudson started in Oakland. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they think, go through the list of the A's. Jermaine Dye, people like that started out in the Oakland A farm system.
No, Jermaine Dye started in Atlanta Brave.
Well, he was in Oakland for a while.
Yes.
But they've developed so much talent in that system and gotten rid of it. Can't keep it. Free agency, you know, robs them. Look at Giambi, you know. Was it Jason Giambi?
Mm-hmm. Barry Zito, Tim Hudson in that same conversation.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
I mean, the A's haven't been really great. You know, they won won 3 straight World Series in the 70s, won one in the late 80s. Always, you know, been a consistent playoff team up until recently. But, you know, that's just a sign of the times. They cannot keep talent in that system, and it's that system is depleted. The city doesn't support the team, and they're going to leave.
That's the bottom line. The last thing you just said, the city doesn't support the team.
They don't.
And when it's a business, and when you're not supported by the fan base and you're not supported by the folks that run the city, what are you supposed to do?
The A's are 19-51 right now. That is a record.
They're not good.
They're not good.
No, they're not good.
They're not good, but they've had won a few games here lately just to get to 19-51.
You know, we were talking about they traded away both Sean Murphy and Matt Olson. Sean Murphy is likely going to be the starting catcher for the National League All-Star team. Matt Olson probably is going to be on the team. I don't think he'll win the voting to be a starter, but I think that he'll be on the team. That's 2 All-Stars that you just had that you traded away.
Traded away.
And you know you got prospects back for them, okay? But
what good are prospects? You develop them,
and then you just trade them away too,
and they're gone because you're not willing to pony up, and you can't pony up because you don't have people in the seats. So it's a cycle. You don't come to the ball games. There's no revenue from tickets. I mean, nobody wants to play in Oakland.
And so the fans chant, sell the team, or they're going sell the to. Team.
And then Oakland, you won't have any major league franchise. You lost the Raiders, you lost the A's, and Golden State moved across the bay.
I'm going to be honest with you. Even if the current ownership did sell the team to a new ownership group, what sense would that make for a new ownership group to buy the team when they've seen that you, the fan base, aren't there to generate revenue? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
All I'm saying is, you know, you're upset that you're losing your team, and yes, they've been there for a long time. Look yourself in the mirror.
The A's started out in Philadelphia, moved to Kansas City, and in the late 60s moved to Oakland.
I didn't know they went to Kansas City.
They were the Kansas City Athletics for a while. Yep.
Every once in a while, Kip can make you smarter. No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Summer is here and so is the 4th of July. Our family at Cunningham Jewelers celebrates the land of the free and home of the brave. We would like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. We are always ready to assist in any gift needs you have. And let's go Braves! Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online CunninghamJewelers.com. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's actually become one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
I mean, just being honest with you. Sometimes, like, I don't tell folks this, but sometimes when I'm in the car by myself and, you know, I do a good bit of driving around the state of Georgia throughout the week.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just jam out to Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor Swift.
All right, man.
I mean, I love Taylor Swift.
It gets me in a good mood. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
And I have two daughters, so I watch a lot of Hannah Montana, too. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You know, facially, she's very pretty. I'm talking about Miley Cyrus, very pretty. But all those Mickey Mouse tattoos she's got is just nuts, man. Like, come on.
I like Miley. I like Taylor. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
They're good.
And so now I turn the boat over to Kip Branch in the Butt Hurt segment.
The Butt Hurt segment this week. Number five on the Butt Hurt list this week. The three-point shooters for the Miami Heat. Where were they?
They're talking about training for Damian Lillard.
I mean, clank, clank, clank. You know, it sounded like a condominium builders convention in Miami during the finals against the Nuggets, throwing up bricks. Jimmy Butler threw up a brick late in that basketball game that kind of just took the air out of the Heat. Bad shooting. Number four on the Butt Hurt list, the 2024 Florida Gator football schedule. Are you kidding me, man?
We're going to talk about the 2024 Georgia schedule here in a minute.
Florida schedule. Let me read you this schedule. Are you ready for this?
Okay, throw it at me. I haven't seen this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, the Florida's conference games are Kentucky, LSU, uh-huh. Ole Miss,
tough.
Texas A&M, ooh. Georgia,
ah.
Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Texas.
Okay. That's tough.
Then they got to play Miami, Florida State, and Central Florida in 2024. They're going to have a true state championship potential in Florida in 2024. The weakest team on that schedule in 2024 is the Central Florida Knights.
No. The weakest team is the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Mississippi State will beat the brakes off of Central Florida.
No, they won't.
Yes,
Central
they
Florida is a national power.
Central Florida is the worst team on Florida's 2024 schedule.
Yeah, Central Florida beat them last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're the worst team. That's why I said they're on the butt hurt list, because that is a brutal schedule.
Central Florida runs the state of Florida right now.
No, they don't. Number three on the butt hurt list, South Carolina's 2024 football schedule. Are you kidding me, SEC? You disrespected the Gamecocks. They don't have Georgia, which is their biggest SEC rival, on the schedule. They don't have Florida on the schedule anymore. They don't have Tennessee on the schedule. South Carolina got hosed and got disrespected in the 2024 scheduling. So,
well, who are they playing?
They're playing Ole Miss and Alabama. They could go into Norman to play Oklahoma. But
well,
the three traditional rivals that they play year in and year out, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, none of them are on South Carolina's schedule. That's a travesty.
Well, right now I'd be upset about not playing Florida, because that's a W. But if you get Georgia and Tennessee off your schedule right now, maybe South Carolina will get a chance to play them when the season's over in the SEC title game.
You never know, but, man, that – if you're a South Carolina fan, that's brutal. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the Oakland Athletics. They're 19-51.
This is terrible.
They're winning at a 271 clip. That's their winning percentage.
271. Let me break that down to the folks that don't really follow this. That means that 27% of the time that they play a baseball game, they win. 27%.
That is correct. The Oakland Athletics are horrible. They're not the worst team in baseball right now, though.
Who's that?
Number one on the butt hurt
nice
list.
Nice segue, Kip.
The Kansas City Royals. They're 18-50, and they're winning at a 265 clip right now. Technically, the Oakland Athletics are the second worst team in baseball.
That's crazy. And the Royals just won a World Series, what, 5 years ago?
In 2015.
Okay, so a little 8 years ago.
They're 18 and 50. The A's are 19 and 51. The A's and the Royals are a combined 37 and 101. That is absolutely horrible. And that's why they're number one and number two on the butthurt list this week.
Respectfully.
37 and 101. We're not even at the All-Star break, and those two teams have over 100 losses combined.
God, what were they?
We're a month out from the All-Star. We're about not that far. But
if you combine those two teams, that's 138 games. There'd still be 20-something games to play.
Yeah, they could end up losing, 100 combined. These teams, at the end of the season, they could combine to lose over 200 games when it's all said.
I think that's a shoe-in. I think they both will lose 100 games.
That's insane. Maybe 220. That's horrible.
That's a long season for a fan base.
It is, and you know,
hey, Braves fans, we've been there.
Not quite there, but
we're not there now. But during that rebuild,
whew,
the late 2000s, and pretty much every year during the 80s.
Man, the 80s were, you know, talk about the 80s. I went to a lot of Braves games during the 80s. Even when they were horrible, they had decent crowds in Atlanta.
Really?
I went to a lot of games where there was, you know, there wasn't 2,500 people there. I mean, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000.
Okay. In a stadium that had a capacity for like 40,000.
Correct.
You had 8,000. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You got 2,200 showing up for A's games right
now. Yeah.
At least they do show up pretty good in Kansas City. I mean, the Royals are bad, but the fan base is pretty good there.
Yeah, and that's the whole point is, even if your team's bad, you still go to the games, because if you go to the games, you're giving your team revenue to not be bad anymore. And, you know, and I get it. You know, I get it, A's fans. There's a certain point that I understand. Whatever year it was when you let Justice and Johnny Damon and Jermaine die and all those guys go, and you just said, I'm done with this. I mean, I understand that point too, but you got to keep coming to the games. You can't have 2,200 people at the games and expect the team to stay.
I mean, how do you even pay your workers that work hard every day? That just basically, if you're a worker now for the Oakland Athletics during home games, you've got free season tickets because nobody's buying anything.
It's like the Oakland Athletics, pre-COVID and post-COVID, pretty much the same thing as far as attendance.
You get a free season ticket package if you're an Oakland A concession stand worker.
Oh, man. I would, if I lived in a city that had a major league team and I had enough time to do that, I would all be about it. Yeah. Yeah. For sure it would be. I'd be all about that.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 643 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
That song makes me want to run through a brick wall.
That was a good movie soundtrack.
Oh, it was to a what movie was it to?
Footloose.
Oh, Footloose. Patrick Swayze.
Don't we got a read to do?
Well, yeah.
I mean, Patrick Swayze wasn't in Footloose.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Patrick Swayze was in Footloose. And he was in that that Dirty Dancing movie too.
He was in Dirty Dancing.
See, I know.
He wasn't in Footloose. That was Kevin Bacon.
Same guy's in Tremors. Yes. Patrick Swayze.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's in Tremors.
Come on, man! You're playing around. We got to get serious here.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Brand. You see how aggravated he got?
Golly, he's joking. You're talking about Patrick Swayze and Footloose. Are you kidding me, man?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch from the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used club car and star dealer, and we will deliver. Listen to this, no matter where you are. Hey, in if you just south of Chattanooga and want a golf cart, they'll deliver it to you. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
I thought Kevin Bacon was fantastic in Roadhouse, to be serious.
Patrick Swayze was fantastic in Roadhouse. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Kevin Bacon was the guy in Roadhouse.
No, he wasn't. That's Patrick Swayze.
The Georgia Bulldogs are going to feel like they've been taken to the Roadhouse with a 2024 schedule. The SEC is trying to make an example of the Georgia Bulldogs, and basically what they're saying to Georgia is, if you can't get your house in order, these are the types of schedules we're going to hand you.
I like this schedule. Do I like the 2024.
It's brutal. It's a brutal schedule.
Of course it is, but then your resume's in place. If you go, say, 10-2, then you're a playoff team because of this schedule.
Well,
if you go to 11-1, you're definitely in. 12-0, you're definitely in, whatever. But you might could go 9-3 with this schedule and be a playoff team.
So the teams that are on the schedule, we don't have dates for all of the teams yet. They haven't released that. But we do have dates for some of the games. So Georgia is going to open the last weekend of August against the Clemson Tigers. That game will be at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta.
That'll be a good game. Georgia may be breaking in a new quarterback in 2024.
Maybe. They will be breaking in a new quarterback.
I mean, if Carson Beck goes pro, Who knows?
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm with you. Yeah, they will be bringing in a quarterback because Carson Beck is going to the NFL.
Okay.
He's going to have a monster year in 2023.
Then that means that Georgia could have a shot to be back-to-back-to-back national champions.
I think that, you know, Georgia's going to be in the conversation for sure.
That defense, Georgia's going to have the best defense in the country for the next couple of years.
I'm just not willing to bet on something that I haven't seen happen ever and that hasn't happened since the 1930s.
Well,
I'm not willing to bet on that.
Somebody always makes history. I mean, that's sports in a nutshell. Nobody said the Oakland A's would win three in a row in the 1970s. They did it. I mean, it happens.
I get it. I'm
Boston,
saying.
11 and 13 years. The Celtics in the 1950s and 60s, you know?
You're doing apples and oranges here because you're talking about different sports. The last time it's happened in college football, and you made me aware of this, in the 1930s.
Yeah, Minnesota, three in a row, but it hasn't happened in almost 100 years.
Think about all the good teams, all the great teams that we have seen since the 1930s, and the Notre Dame teams, the 40s and the 50s, USC, SMU, Miami, Florida State, all those dynasties that we've seen in decades where they've dominated, and none of them have won. Nebraska, none of them have won three in a row.
Think about this and then factor in luck in the equation. Alabama won the Natty National Championship in 2011, backed it up in 2012, was in position to go back-to-back-to-back in 2013. Then the kick six happened at Auburn.
What a great, iconic play. Yeah, anyway, so Georgia will open with Clemson on August the 31st. We know that. They will also then the next week play at home against Tennessee Tech. That, again, will be at Sanford Stadium. On October the 26th, we know that we're going to be in Jacksonville against the Florida Gators, who are not very good, folks.
They'll be better in 2024.
No, they won't. Disagree. UMass on November the 23rd, we know that is a scheduled game. And on November the 30th, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets will be on the schedule as well.
Georgia Tech's going to be improved in 2024.
And that game's in Sanford Stadium as well. Yeah, I like Georgia Tech to get better. I don't think they're going to have to be Georgia, but I think they're going to be better.
Here's what I like about this schedule, okay?
And we'll get to the other games in a second. Go ahead.
Georgia's eight conference games, seven of which are traditional, original SEC conference members. You got the two Mississippi schools.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got the two Alabama schools. You got Tennessee and Kentucky and Florida, all original SEC schools, and then you got Texas, the newbie. Georgia goes on the road. I like this schedule.
They will also go to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. They'll host Auburn. They'll host Mississippi State. It says here they're going to host Tennessee, but I thought they'd be going to Tennessee.
No, Tennessee's coming to Athens. Georgia goes there this fall.
Okay, thanks for that. At Kentucky, at Ole Miss, and at Texas. So let me break this down. In the same schedule, Georgia will play in the same calendar year, Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas, all in the same schedule.
And Florida.
Well, I don't consider Florida a very good team, so that doesn't count.
Okay, but these are, you know, traditional powers. I mean, so got to go to Ole Miss, going to Kentucky. I mean, this is a tough schedule.
And to me, it's the SEC trying to hand the plate back to Alabama.
Alabama's got a brutal schedule in 2024. They got to go to Oklahoma. I mean, they've got some tough games on their schedule. They got Auburn. They got Tennessee. They got to go to Oklahoma. I mean, these are tough games.
You know, and to be fair, Kip, I'm sitting here joking about it, yeah, but to be fair, in the new landscape of what the SEC is and may become, there may not ever be a cupcake schedule for anybody in the conference ever again.
I mean, I don't have Vanderbilt's schedule in front of me, but good Lord at their schedule in 2024. It's absolutely brutal with the teams they've got coming in. LSU, Oklahoma's going to bat. Look at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's starting out. They got Tennessee and Alabama coming to Norman. Okay.
Okay.
They got to go to LSU. They got to go to Auburn.
And then it's tough.
Trickle in the other teams. And you got Texas. Okay. I mean, they got Georgia coming in. I don't know where they're going to play in the conference, but they got to go to Arkansas. We see what happened to Arkansas a couple of years ago. They got Florida coming. They got Texas A&M back on the schedule. I mean, everybody's schedule is tough. There's only a couple that I thought were kind of suspect. I thought LSU got a break with the schedule in 2024. I think South Carolina and Mississippi State got shafted, really, with the schedule. You got Mississippi State that's played Alabama every year, Auburn every year, teams like that, LSU, people like that, you know, that's not on their schedule anymore.
Keep swinging and missing, trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates! Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick, and by Wild Adventures in Valdosta.
Celebrate independence at Wild Adventures. Wild Adventures Theme Park is celebrating independence for 2 full weeks during the Celebrate America Festival, June 24th through July the 9th. As a thank you to the men and women who have served our country, Wild Adventures is offering all active and retired military members free admission during the Celebrate America Festival. The Celebrate America Festival will feature newsboys live in concert, performances from the Harlem Globetrotters. Wow.
Oh, okay.
A patriotic firework display on the 4th of July and more. You can ride, slide, and splash all summer with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. The beautiful lineup of seasonal events. Purchase tickets to concerts and learn more about season passes. Visit wildadventures.com to view the full lineup of seasonal events. Purchase tickets to concerts and learn more about season passes. Visit wildadventures.com.
Flatliners is another great movie Patrick Swayze has done.
Flatliners. I remember that movie.
That was good.
That was Kevin Bacon, too. But
what?
Wasn't that Kevin Bacon?
I thought it was Patrick Swayze.
Well, was it Kiefer Sutherland? I can't remember.
Maybe Kiefer was in it. Kiefer's been in a lot of movies for like 2 scenes.
Yeah. I mean, was Julia Roberts in Flatliners?
I think she was.
Was she?
I think so.
I can't remember. I remember watching the movie. Or was it Elizabeth Shue?
I don't know who Elizabeth Shue is.
She was Allie on The Karate Kid, the first Karate Kid, the girlfriend.
I don't know what Karate Kid is.
Okay. That figures.
Yeah. Back to the Georgia schedule, and we'll talk a little bit more SEC stuff too. I just feel like that this is this brutal schedule they put in front of Georgia is, you know, the SEC. What's the guy's name? Sankey? Is
that him? Greg Sankey?
Yeah. It's basically him telling Kirby Smart, hey, man, like, your program's out of control, and since your program's out of control, these are the kind of games you're going to play.
Everybody's program's out of control then, because everybody got a pretty decent schedule in the SEC. I mean, Alabama's got to go to Oklahoma. Georgia's got to go to Texas. Florida's got to go to Texas. Tennessee's got to go to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's going to play LSU. I mean, there's a lot of interesting matchups. Texas is going to play Arkansas. Those are heated rivalries. Texas is going back to Texas A&M to play. Texas A&M's going to Florida to play. I mean, there's some tough games out there. Tennessee is coming to Athens. I mean, there's a lot of games. I think Oklahoma is going to Auburn to play in 2024. So those matchups are littered all over the conference slate there.
You and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and we were talking about Oregon and Washington in the Pac-12, basically Oregon and Washington being the glue right now that's holding that thing together. And you know that Oregon and Washington are going to be recruited, if not already being recruited by the Big 12, the Big 12, Big 10, ACC, and SEC. In the event, Kip, I'm asking you, in the event that Oregon and Washington decide that they are going to indeed let the Pac-12 fold by leaving, and you've got your choice of which conference to go to, where do you go? What makes the most sense for you financially?
Oregon and Washington, the most sense for them is the Big Ten because of the arrangement that the Pac-12 and Big Ten had with the Rose Bowl over the years. So it's a better fit for Oregon and Washington to go to the Big Ten, and I think that will happen. I think the Big Ten will go to 20. Maybe it'll bring somebody like a Stanford. Maybe bring somebody else like Cal with them. And those four could go to the Big Ten. Arizona schools like that, the Utahs, you know, maybe they go to the Big 12 down the road.
I think I can eventually see where the ACC and the Big 12 go away, Pac-12 goes away, and then it's the Big Ten and the SEC as your two major college football conferences. And if you can draw a line right down the center of the country laterally, which is horizontal is what I mean, draw it down a horizontal line down the middle of the country, and I feel like that's basically kind of how the conferences are going to get divided geographically. I think that a lot of the teams that are in northern states across the country will end up in the Big 12, i.e. what Kip just said, Oregon and Washington. And I think a lot of those southern teams will end up, even over on the West Coast, will end up in the SEC.
Look at it this way. We're headed towards a model that's kind of like the NFC and the AFC.
Yeah.
That's kind of where this thing is heading.
I agree.
With college football. And then you'll have a Big Ten champion and an SEC champion.
And they'll play each other for a national championship.
They'll play for a natty every year. And they could call it, I don't know, it'd be the national championship game. But all of those probably be a split. I wouldn't mind seeing this. You know how European soccer, like the Premier League, mm-hmm. they have the top 20 teams and they have a football system in the UK where the top 20 stay in the Premier League and everybody else is regulated out.
Yeah, I like that.
The lower three teams, bottom three, drop down to the next division. I could see that happening down the road as well, where you have a bad season, you get relegated, and you have to win the lower divisions to get back up to the big division.
And I think it also keeps things from getting out of control with losing by doing something like that, where if your program or your franchise is to that point to where you can't be competitive with an upper league, you put them in the bottom league, a lower league where they can be more competitive. It keeps the fan base interested because now the fan base is like, oh, we can get back into the Premier League. Yeah, and granted, I know it's not a lot of folks like Kip just said know about that, but I think it's a fantastic model, and I think more major sports should do it.
Like have a top 30, you know, you play a schedule, and then, you know, I don't know if you can play everybody, but you could have some sort of setup. I mean, look at Florida. Florida's had back-to-back 6 and 7 seasons, made a bowl game and didn't win, but in that scenario, they still wouldn't get relegated down. They've had a good enough season to stay in the top level.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
But then you got the Vanderbilts of the world. That could go 2-10, and they get relegated down and may never make it back up.
But let me ask you a fair question, right? Vanderbilt plays in the SEC, so a lot of that hurts them. But if this scenario presented exists, and you put Vanderbilt in a league where they're playing Kansas, and you know where they're playing Memphis, you know, and I'm just pulling schools that I think would be competitive with Vanderbilt. I don't think that Vanderbilt would stay there forever.
I think Vanderbilt would be a competitive team in the upper half of the AAC. I think they could play. I mean, that's probably where they're best suited right now from a football perspective. Baseball, basketball, and other sports, no, they carry their own weight. But in football, they just aren't competitive enough right now.
That is a really, really interesting scenario you just presented. Would Vanderbilt be a top half AAC team? Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Tiff County Blue Devils recently released their 2023 schedule. The Blue Devils will open on the road at Coffee County on September the 18th. Tiff will also travel to Thomas County Central, Veterans, and Lee County. The Blue Devils will host Dutchtown, Colquitt, Thomasville, Gadsden out of Florida, Northside, and Houston County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to catch up with your favorite local sports teams with thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery.
Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.